Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just
too late.
We are back. And welcome to the session, Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. And you don't become part of the solution by being ignorant. You need to get informed. You need to engage. And you need to have a clue for all intents and purposes. Seriously. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're in, whether you're in the chat room, whether you're just hanging out and learning, because really that's what it's all about. Anyway, let's get to it, because this is making me nuts. We've got a lot of hot stories tonight. We're going to do a little bit with the, what was that place I just came back from? CPAC. And I always hate getting ready to go out there, but once I get there, everything's fine. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so you've got all of this going on with the coronavirus, right? You've got people screaming, this is like an epidemic, a pandemic, a demic, you know, whatever it is, it's out of control. And the more you look into it, the more you hear the true experts talk, not the news sources. Stay away from the news sources. So I thought what I'd do is I'd play a clip, and I can't take credit for the clip, all right, because it was on another network, it was on another channel. And they put it all together, but I did pull bits and pieces out of it because I don't understand any of this. It makes absolutely no sense to me. So Dr. Drew goes through the issues, the realities of what we're being told. Like where the Mediterranean corona outbreak that happened, where the fatality rate was 41%. 41%. This one is 1.7. Where were they on that? Where were the news sources on that? Where was the true news outlets on that? Nowhere. Why? Because it didn't make fun of President Trump. Take a look. Take a listen.
So, Dr. Drew, are we overreacting?
Yes. Yes.
I'm hearing this from doctors left and right.
Yes, and we are not overreacting. The press is overreacting, and it makes me furious. The press should not be reporting medical stories as though they know how to report it. If we have a pandemic, I won't know how to tell that we're actually having a pandemic, because everything is an emergency. Mm. People that are infectious disease specialists, the CDC, the epidemiologists, need to take this very seriously. The press needs to shut up, because you're more likely to die of influenza now.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You know, again, the press, who has no clue in these issues, right? They go looking for doctors that might be on their side. But really, if you listen to when they're reporting this, they're not reporting on how bad and how dangerous and whatever. They're reporting on the lack of activity from President Trump's administration. Let me tell you what, people, they can care less who's dying from it, who's getting sick from it. They only care about placing blame.
Let me frame it this way. We have, in the United States, 24 million cases of flu-like illness, 180,000 hospitalizations.
You listen. Listen to the numbers.
16,000 dead from influenza. What?
16,000. Right?
Why is that not being reported? Why isn't the message, get your flu shot? It's coming here. That community transmitted case you reported on from UC Davis, that means that it's far milder than we know it is, and there are people walking around out there with the virus that don't even know they have it. It's so mild. So it's going to be much more widespread than we knew. It's going to be much milder than we knew. The 1.7% fatality rate is going to fall. Where was the press during the Mediterranean corona outbreak when the fatality rate was 41%? If they wanted to get crazed about something, why didn't they get crazed about MERS or SARS? This is an overblown, press-created hysteria. Now, the country...
Right, because it's President Trump, because they hate him. And there's nothing he's going to do. I mean, again, I said it the other day, he could suck the virus out of every person in the country, and he'd still be, well, accused of something, not moving fast enough.
Countries, China, United States, Europe, are responding appropriately and very diligently. We're going to contain this thing. That we've already got a vaccine in study right now, in human subjects. So this thing is well at hand. President Trump is absolutely correct. He allocated $2.5 billion for this. Chuck Schumer asked for $8 billion. My response is, hey, man, we got a homeless problem in Southern California and in Denver. Would you please give us some of that $8 billion and forget about the coronavirus? We've got that taken.
Do you really believe that?
Now, this is a great one, too, because the reporter tries to switch this to a problem with Vice President Pence and how he has screwed up what she thinks he has. She's reading her notes. There's some producer who hates Trump that wrote her some notes that aren't true. Listen to Dr. Drew shred her.
Coronavirus, we've got that taken.
Do you really believe that Pence is the right person to handle this, considering how he mishandled the HIV epidemic in 2015 with the needle exchange program, which one study said actually contributed to more deaths?
I don't know what they're talking about. We used to point at the way Indiana responded to the opiate and the HIV epidemic as the model for the country. I don't know what they're talking about. The only reason I felt comfortable with Pence as vice president was I was aware of his track record in Indiana in handling these serious problems, and they handled them better than most states did, almost any other state. So I don't...
Doctor says that Vice President Pence, when he was governor, his state handled these issues better than any other state. Yet Pence, nothing.
I don't know what the hell people are talking about.
All right, you're the
That's
doctor.
That is fake news. We used to look at Indiana as an appropriate response to the opiate and it was the opiate epidemic we were really responding to at the time. And they also had a massive effect on HIV and AIDS. Yes, it took everybody a while to respond properly to it, but they really took care of business in Indiana. So I have no idea what people are talking about. Whether Pence is the right person, look, the right people is Anthony Fauci of the CDC. You listen to Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci will tell you what's going on. When you need.
We'll be back more after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in this hour. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, politics doesn't get any cleaner the longer it goes. And, you know, we always talk about how Republicans and Democrats are pounding on each other and how they go after each other. My argument has always been when it comes to the primary and some other races, we give so much information, whether you're Republican or Democrats. You see what's happening on the stage with the Democrats. Republicans are now doing the same thing at breakneck speed. And when you look at that, you look at what's going on. You know, we give them so much ammunition when it comes to the general election to come after us. So my home state of Massachusetts, which I'm sorry, I know I'm going to get slapped around in a minute, I feel is totally lost for what I've been reading, what was going on out there. The nasties have heated up there quite a bit as well. So I've got Mary Lou Daxland on the line with me, and she is the Northeast Regional Vice President for the National Federation of Republican Assemblies. She was the Republican President from 2014 to 2019. So she's got some experience, and she knows what's going on there. Mary Lou, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. So you're seeing an exponential rise, if you would, in the nasties that are being put out there, not just by the Democrats, but Republican on Republican, right?
Correct. And where it's coming from is because our governor, Governor Baker, did not vote for President Trump in 16, and he's trying to cleanse the state committee of all the conservatives. And so now he's doing exactly what he did in 16. He's spending a lot of dark money, somewhere between $1 million and $1.2 or $3 million to take out a group of people. And the number one target is the Mass Republican Assembly candidates, which I was the past president of, and in 16, he targeted me, and I lost my seat for this state committee seat that Fall River, that you are, your radio is, program is on, is included in the state district, including six other surrounding towns. And that they vote tomorrow on our presidential primary ballot, along with if the town has a town committee. Unfortunately, Nancy Stanton Cross, who owns the seat now, did not do her job, and the Westport RTC, where she lives, did not get on the ballot because they didn't file the paperwork correctly. She is a complete, what we call a Baker bot. She is anti-Trump because in 16 they helped the governor. They were not to get signs out. The victory offices had no information about President Trump. So it's a clear case of a Democrat infiltration into the Republican Party, and that's how you become a one-party state.
Oh yeah,
so
quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. You can
and very quickly. And this is, and we've been in this mode for three decades because we have a national committee man who's been there since 1982, and he is just as corrupt as they go. So there's two candidates, one a woman and a man for each state senate district, and they did a really bad hit piece on David Steinhoff, who's running for the open seat. And Melissa Tare is running against Stanton Cross. Now, Stanton Cross, all their flyers, there's been four of them already, says they will root out waste, fraud, and abuse and push for lower taxes and spending. Now, Stanton Cross in Westport lobbied for a $100 million school that's $10 million over budget. She's now on the school committee, and our taxes are going through the roof, and we only have less than 1,500 students.
I want to pull you back to something for a second. You've not seen this level of Republican on Republican nasties for quite some time. I mean, you've been
correct.
You were president of the Republican Party from 2014 to 2019, and you just didn't see this kind of nasty game playing.
We did, but not as bad as it is when you get into the state committee races, because the whole issue of power in the state is getting that magic number of 41 out of 80 to be able to move the party closer to being more conservative. Now, we were the party back in 2010 that dropped all the social issues. And if you looked at the RNC website at the time, it said, don't do what Massachusetts did. And when we got another group of conservatives by fluke and broadsided them in 2012, we were able to get those issues back into the platform. But they don't like us at all. We are treated like dirt, especially, and it's gotten worse because they know we're pushing back and they would like us to go away, and we're not. So this is we have a really good shot of taking over the state committee. So I need your listeners in Fall River, Somerset, Swansea, Freetown, Westport, Rochester, and Lakeville to tomorrow vote for David Steinhoff and Melissa Tare.
We're going to pull Melissa on, give her a minute to speak in a second. For those of you listening at WSAR 1480 AM out of Fall River, great station and a great community station out there. And you need to listen, need to tune in. A lot of local sports, which is also great, makes the community even better. So
I need to I need to interrupt you for 1 second. I need to tell our unenrolled voters in Massachusetts, because a lot of them don't know this, they can vote in the presidential primary, and they can pull the Republican ballot. So many of them think they only can vote in a general election.
Okay. Let me pull Melissa on. Melissa, Melissa Parrish, she's running against the incumbent Nancy Stanton Cross for state committee woman. Melissa, have you seen it this bad in your time in watching things?
No, I have not. And I'm really shocked this is happening. And you said it very, very well, Joe, is that when we go against each other, it just gives fuel to the fire when we actually try to win against the other party. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm just shocked of the flyer that the Mila went against David today. I am horrified. I am actually even a little petrified that they might find some kind of lie or something about me and put it out there for tomorrow on the election day. And no one's life should be dragged through the mud. There were people that wanted to do negative ads, you know, and I was like, no, I will not support any negative ads, because I would want someone in the party to run against a Democrat that, you know, I would never go against us. I can't even picture this happening. I'm just really horrified.
In California, I get pummeled when I run for office. You wouldn't believe the nasties they write about me. Okay, so tomorrow, you got to get out. You got to vote. You got to be, but it's got to be informed people too. Don't just go vote. Just don't go checking boxes to check boxes, because there are bad Republicans and there are great Republicans out there, and you need to be informed. Mary Lou, where can people get more information about the candidates and how to vote?
Okay, the best thing they can do is they can get a hold of the BostonBroadside.com, or there's papers all over the city of Fall River, and our candidates have been endorsed by the Boston Broadside, which is the only conservative newspaper in all of New England, and it's all over in 32 states. We have subscribers.
Great.
And also, we need you.
You've got to get shut
up. Okay.
Mary Lou, have a best of luck to you tomorrow. Melissa, best of luck to you as well. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Politics front and center in the news as three Democrats are out of the race. All three backing Joe Biden for president. with the hope of denying socialist Bernie Sanders the nomination. Amy Klobuchar dropping out Monday, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer and Mayor Pete both calling it quits over the weekend.
I talked to Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar.
Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who President Trump calls Mini Mike because of his height, says he's in it to win it. He tells supporters in Virginia,
and I wish them all the best. I thought both of them behaved themselves, is a nice way to phrase it, but they represented their country and their states very well, and I felt sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
By the way, Bloomberg has spent an astounding $500 million on campaign ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Really, be part of. That is the only way to fix this. Any other way doesn't fix it. And so I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, being part of, as I keep saying. Some of you are sick of hearing me keep saying. I don't want you to think for a second that we're making light or I'm making light of coronavirus, because I'm not. What I'm making light of, what I'm making fun of, is the fact that the Democrats, the mainstream media, right, everything is a political attack on the president. Everything is because of something the president did and or did not do. And the problem is that many of you out there listening, not I hope not to my show, I don't want to believe for a second that my listeners are ignorant enough that they wouldn't do their own homework. So I'm going to believe that you are doing your own homework. You're even checking me out, because I'm not always right. I know this is a shock and surprise to most of you. So what I did was we went to the AP fact checkers, because the Democrats are distorting the coronavirus and the readiness of this president to handle it, which is really sad, because we're talking about people's lives here. We're talking about being an American, not being a Democrat, not being a Republican. This is not how it's supposed to work. Sincerely. Now, the AP is reporting that the Democrats are distorting true facts on the readiness of this country for this kind of thing. They say that the federal infectious disease bureaucracy is it's rudderless. It's ill-prepared for the coronavirus threat because of budget cuts that were ham-handed leadership by President Donald Trump. But really, that's distorted to begin with. For starters, Trump hasn't succeeded in cutting the budget, period. There hasn't been a nickel lost in his budget to anything. He's proposed cuts. Congress keeps ignoring him and saying, no, no way, no how. He's increased financing instead. The National Institute of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention aren't suffering from budget cuts because they never took place. but they're not telling you the truth. Right? And Mike Bloomberg said that there's nobody here to figure out what the hell we should be doing. His words, not mine. He's defunded. Well, he's defunded Centers for Disease Control. And Mike apparently has walked, you know, as a politician, has moved right into the lying scene without a problem. He says, so we don't have the organization we need. This is a very serious thing, you know. Joe Biden said, comparing the Obama-Biden administration with now, we've increased the budget of the CDC. We increased the NIH budget. He's wiped all that out. He's cut funding for the entire effort. All lies. The fact is that they're both wrong. To say the agencies have seen their money cut, Bloomberg is repeating the false allegations in a new ad that states the U.S. is unprepared for the virus because of reckless cuts. Not true. Trump's budget has proposed cuts to public health only to be overruled by Congress, where there's strong bipartisan support for agencies such as the CDC. Okay? Instead, they've actually increased financing to those groups. So, why do they have to lie? No, seriously, why do they have to lie? Now, the money the government disease detectors first tapped to fight the latest outbreak was congressional fund, and it was created for health emergencies. We have emergency funds hanging out. Some public health experts say a bigger concern with the White House budget is the steady, just erosion of the CDC grant programs, where they're for state and local public health emergencies. The front lines are detecting and battling a new disease, but that decline was set in motion by the congressional budget measure that predates Trump. In other words, through the Obama administration. Yeah, they forget that. I call it selective recall. So the broader point about there being nobody here to coordinate, that's not true either. Public health system has a playbook to follow. They have a whole pandemic preparation emergency playbook to follow. And to say that the president's not ready for this is just, again, it's a flat-out lie. It's not a misspeak. It's a lie. Regardless of who the president is or whether specific instructions are coming from the White House, see, you know, a good boss doesn't give specific instructions. When I say that, I mean, if I've got a bunch of people working for me, like we used to own a technology company, I didn't go to every department and tell them what to do. I hired people who knew how to do. I went in, I oversaw, I stated my expectations. It was their job to get it done. You know, when a designer of a new car really just lays out the car, it's the engineers who make it work. And there's a bunch of people in a plant that put it together. For some odd reason, though, they expect President Trump to know. And you know what? This has been the problem all along. A president should not know everything about everything. He should have the ability to reach the leaders and experts and get them under his wing. I mean, get them in his team. So they can fix things, so they can get things done. CDC's response has been excellent. Right? It's always been excellent. In the past, they've moved pretty quick on these things. Now, this is according to John Auerbach, president of the Nonpartisan Trust for America's Health. Now, they work with the government at all levels to improve the nation's response on these high-risk issues. Now, some Democrats have charged that Trump has decimated the nation's public health leadership. But Auerbach said that CDC's top scientists are still there. They've been stable over the last 3 years. I mean, seriously. So, again, this is the tsunami of lies. There's nothing here that makes sense with these people. I'm not joking. One of the lessons learned in prior crises, such as the anthrax attacks, is not to offer false assurances when scientists have questions about the illness. Right? I mean, so when you say, are we prepared, are we good enough, is everything all right, you can never be 100% sure. Ever, ever, ever. It's just like these guys that run for school boards or city councils or what have you. They run low. We need to keep our schools safe. No, you can try really hard. You can beat your brains out with it. You can take every action you need to take. But as you hear from the terrorists or the terrorist protection agencies, they only have to get it right. We have to get it right 100% of the time, and that's almost impossible. But we try. We do everything we can do with the money, the resources, the people that we have around us. We try. Every school district tries. The U.S. closed borders to travelers from China to buy time as preparations began. But classically, that's not the way you address an outbreak. That's according to Fauci, told the Associated Press this week. If you do it for every limited period of time, temporarily until you get things in order in your own country, it could have some benefit. But in general, the concept of closing borders, you can't do that for an extended period. But with the infections now in much of the world, one of the questions for U.S. policymakers is whether it's time to modify any of those border travel restrictions. Look, I got a package in from China the other day. Okay, I ordered some things online, didn't know they were coming from China, but when they came in the package, they were there. You know, I saw where they came from. And I'm looking at that package, I'm actually being stupid, and I'm going, should I even open that thing? I may be least a fourth plague on the world. And that's what they've done to us. Right, they got us believing this. Now again, this is the AP. This isn't Fox News. This isn't some hardcore right-wing whacktoid publication. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want to go through some numbers that Dr. Drew gave us. And it's important that you hear these. Because if we're running around like chickens with our head cut off, like the bottom line with it is that we're such bad shape. Everything is so bad. Oh, my God. States are going to be wiped out. Not true. It's just not true. In the United States, we have 24 million cases of flu-like illness. 180,000 people were hospitalized. 16,000 died from the flu. Think about that. So the 1.7% fatality rate going on right now with the coronavirus compared to the Mediterranean coronavirus outbreak of 41% that you heard nothing about. Trouble Senior Host, some CPAC info after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation. You want to be part of the solution. I mean, don't we all? I mean, seriously? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. As many of you knew, I was over at CPAC last week, whatever. And it's always amazing, because I hate getting ready to go there, as I say over and over and over again. But once I get there and we get in the groove and we get things going, it's a whole different animal. All right, so there's a group that approaches me every single time I go. And they are a group that is, they say that they're the conservatives, concerned about the death penalty. Now, I don't know quite what that means. I've always said, I'm not always the sharpest knife in the drawer. And so I don't quite get what they were talking about. But I always love it, because what ends up happening is I end up getting we'll say a deep conversation with them. How's that for a starter? So, take, you know, I recorded all of these when I was there. I think you'll, I hope you'll enjoy them. If you don't, I'll enjoy them because I don't really get to listen to them while I'm there. Anyway, take a listen. Tell me what you think. You ready? You ready? You ready? We're back at it. We're at CPAC 2020. I always appreciate the time that you guys tune in and listen. And, you know, I left 80 degree weather to come here.
Oh, that was.
Yeah.
That's
I know. Not too swift, right? Thank you. I feel the same way. So, but anyhow, you know, this is a conversation we have on my show on a regular basis. But I usually don't have people on that are 180 degrees from me. And this one is Hannah Cox joins me from Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty. I'm a conservative, but I'm not concerned. I'm perfectly happy with it. I'm not happy with what our governor just did. So you are a conservative political action. What is it? You return to the Conservative Political Action Conference February 25th through the 29th at National Harbor for 8 years in a row as a conservative movement to end capital punishment. Why do you want to end capital punishment?
Well, like you, I also used to not be concerned. I was a pretty big proponent of capital punishment, but I'd never been around the justice system before, and I really wasn't aware of a lot of things that were happening behind the scenes. And a couple of years ago, I was doing some work on mental health issues and started seeing this up close, and what I found really surprised me. I found that we've had one person exonerated from death row for every 9 executions in this country. And so we're getting it wrong all the time, which shouldn't surprise anybody. We know the government gets it wrong all the time.
Like, I'm okay
that's
there.
No
yeah.
shock.
No kidding.
But I don't think it's ever okay if our government's executing innocent people, and I think that that's happening every year. So that was my big thing that really first got my attention. And then I started digging deeper into it. And when you really look at it, the amount of money we spend on the death penalty is at least an extra $1 million a year, or per case. We don't see any deterrent effect for that. And so that's money that we're spending down the drain. We're not solving more crimes. We're not spending that on things that could actually work to prevent crime in the first place. So it's a huge waste of money. And I think that that doesn't really make sense. We only solve about 60% of murders every year. That means 40% of murders are going totally unsolved. Those victims are getting no justice. Their families are getting no closure. And we're wasting all these millions of dollars on a couple of random cases. In California, you've spent $4 billion yeah, on 13 okay. executions. So How many crimes could you have stopped
Let's come
that?
Back to reality, okay? So number one is when you talk about the millions of dollars we spend. The millions of dollars we spend is because we go through these endless appeals over and over and over again for years. We have people sitting on death row for 20 years that were caught in the act on camera committing the murder. Why?
So actually,
they should be taken out 10 days later.
That's actually not where the money is coming from at all. Many people think it's because of the appellate process. It's actually the trial itself where 70% of the costs come from. It's so much more expensive
the
to
trial,
have.
The continued trials.
The trial.
The first trial. So should we not trial for murder anymore? Does it cost so much money?
No, the death penalty costs $1 million more per trial than life in prison without parole. So it's cheaper
so
to
attorney,
have.
So if the prosecutor goes in with, all right, I'm not going for the death penalty, I'm going for life in prison, that drops the case?
It does, because the death penalty cases are so much more in-depth. You have more hours worked by judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys along your jury selection process. They have two parts to them. And so all of that adds up and makes the trial itself about 4 times more expensive than the appellate process.
So, but conservatives concerned about the death penalty, you see no reason ever.
I don't think that it makes any sense. It's not that I don't think some people maybe are deserving of it. That's not really the argument. That's kind of irrelevant. The fact is, it doesn't make sense to spend this amount of money when it's not a deterrent, when there's other things we could be spending the money on that would be a deterrent and make our community safer, and it's not worth risking innocent human lives at the hands of the government. It's just a failed big government program, and it's marked by all the error of so many others.
I agree with you that the big government can screw things up big time, so why not fix the issues? Why not lay it like we do with other things? You get X amount of years for stealing up to this much. You get X amount of years for doing this. We've made it. We've almost pushed the case that if you're committing a rape, you're better off killing the person. Because if they can't say anything, there's no proof there, and you have a better chance of getting off that way. Why do we do that?
Well, we've actually tried to fix it. The Supreme Court actually banned the death penalty in 1973, not because it was cruel, but because it was so unusual. It was so arbitrary and so randomly applied. And we still see that. Only 2% of counties bring the majority of death penalty cases. That's the largest determinant for whether or not someone even gets the death penalty. It has nothing anything to do with the nature of the crime, everything to do with where the crime was committed. When it was brought back in 1977, states did try to fix it. They put in all of these guardrails, mitigating factors, aggravating factors, and things that were supposed to ensure we only got the worst of the worst and we only killed the innocent people. But we have 5 decades worth of data that has shown that it still operates in the exact same way, and I just don't think government's capable of fixing it to a point where we would get any return on our investment for it, first and foremost, and where we're not going to risk killing innocent people.
See, I go back to what you, I'm going to use your own argument. The government screws everything up. Let's start off there, right? You're talking about, look at how they handle the VA. Look at how they handle medical care. Look at how they handle our education system. Now you want to trust them with saying, okay, we can't reform these people. We'll put them in jail for life. They'll never get out. How'd that work out in California? We're letting murderers out there because why? They pleaded down for murder or first-degree murder. They pleaded down to aggravated assault. You see the same thing happening in Chicago. You see it happening in New York. I just don't think that you can say to me without a deterrent of, you kill 6 people cold-bloodedly in a home, a family that's enjoying themselves, we'll put you up for the next 30 years of your life. We'll take care of your health care. We'll feed you and make sure you don't get wet in the rain. That's a big deterrent, isn't it?
No, it's really not. And again, you're spending so much more money to kill them than you are to have them in prison for the rest of their lives.
Money should not be the issue. What value do you put on a life?
But money is the issue because the value I put on a life says that we need to solve more crimes and we need to prevent people from being murdered in the first place.
Maybe we need to put more people on police departments. The biggest complaint police departments have is they don't have the resources to make it happen.
You're exactly right. And that was one of the studies that I read that first changed my mind on the death penalty was a survey of police. Mm-hmm. And they ranked the death penalty as the least effective tool that they had. They said that it's not a deterrent ever. And they said the main thing they need is more resources. So why don't we take that money and give it to police so that they are at less risk themselves in our communities so that they have the resources they need to prevent crime and save lives and so that we have more crimes that are solved and get more violent people off the streets.
So in California, I don't remember the number, but the number's above 80K, but it was below 100K per year per inmate.
I think it's 60K a year to house an inmate in California off the top of my head. But I
think we they have banned They're banning / have banned the private industry of so you know because the government's going to take it over, so it's going to go from 60, it's going to go to 90 overnight to take care of these people. You know that's what's going to happen. But the long of that is to say it costs us $1 million. Right? How many years is it that I house somebody before it also hits that $1 million?
So it's not that it costs
you. Where does
you,
that money come from?
It's not that it costs you $1 million. It's $1 million more. $1 million more than life in prison without parole per case. When you have a death penalty. And again, in California, if you look at your population, you've spent $4 billion over 30 years to carry out 13 executions. What have you gotten for that? Nothing. You haven't.
I don't know. I don't think you can quantify that. How many times you walk up to somebody and say, listen, I see you're a hardened criminal. Did you ever decide you weren't going to kill somebody because you don't want to do life in prison? Or you didn't want to face a death penalty? Everyone's going to say yes.
Well, we actually have studied this. Criminologists study this as their full-time job. And they say that there's reasons that they don't think the death penalty is a deterrent. And it's because people who are committing a crime usually are acting in one of three aspects. One, they have mental problems and they're not in their right mind.
Yeah.
Two, they're acting in a crime of passion and they're acting instinctively and they're not thinking about the punishment at that point. Or three, someone is methodically planning out their crime and then they expect to get away with it. They don't anticipate that they'll be caught. And so we see that it's not a deterrent. What is a deterrent is having police with better resources, having violence interruption programs, having community actors who can go in and actually get involved with the gangs and get involved with people who are committing the violent acts and actually start preventing it in the first place. That would make our communities a lot safer.
See, I think you have a point when you say, we're talking about these school shootings and what's going on with young kids in the community. We need to get to them earlier. We need to take care of them earlier. We need to kind of, look and figure out those kids that are having some mental health issues. Again, I grew up in Boston in the 70s with the mafia. You could never convince me that those guys didn't know what they were doing and don't deserve the death penalty.
But that's not my argument. I'm not saying they don't deserve it. I'm saying that it doesn't work. And that a lot of
people
are
saying it's too much money. I'm not buying the money argument.
Not only is it too much money, but that's money we're not getting those people off the streets with. You have to think about what you're using your resources for. And if you're using your resources on something that doesn't work, then that's an opportunity cost. And so actually you're looking at people that get away with more crime. You see less crime solved. You see less crime or more crime occurring because of the death penalty.
Well, Hannah, I gave you my card. I have my email address. So you send me whatever data you want that you got that you're reading. I'll be more than happy to talk about it.
Okay.
And I'll bring you back on. Great discussion, but you haven't moved me at all.
Well,
Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure. Hard to move me off of that subject. A lot more coming up in the next hour. millennial speak and more from CPAC 2020. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.